This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from sending any state's National Guard troops to Oregon. The judge saying last night it appears the Trump administration was deliberately trying to circumvent her previous ruling, blocking the Oregon Guard from being deployed. Talks beginning in Egypt today on trying to end the Israel-Hamas war. Talks not beginning in Washington today on trying to end the government shutdown.
The Senate today will try to force another vote on a Republican proposal that does not include any of the Democratic demands, which are to reverse Medicaid cuts and also to extend those expiring Obamacare subsidies so health insurance premiums don't go up for millions of Americans. But at this point, these two sides are still at odds. They are only digging in, and there's no end in sight to this government shutdown.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The Supreme Court opening up its session today with some major rulings expected this term on the expanse of presidential power. Nobel Prize in Medicine handed out today. Nobel Peace Prize handed out on Friday. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Candidates for Congress in northern Wisconsin are staking out their positions. 7th District Representative Tom Tiffany is running for governor, and Jesse Eben is the first Republican in the race. Meanwhile, Democrat Fred Clark will face Chris Armstrong in a Democratic primary. A new state law offers protections to victims of deep fakes. Republican State Senator Andre Jacques said victims whose images are manipulated into synthetic pornography for online display now have strong legal protections. The bill, which Jacques co-authored, was signed into law Friday by Governor Tony Evers. And Stevens Point has installed lockers for use by the homeless. Mayor Mike Wiese says the idea came from downtown business owners. Wiese said people were concerned about the personal belongings of the city's homeless population, including sleeping bags, tents, blankets, and backpacks being left on the streets. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy skies and much cooler with scattered showers from time to time. A high of only 63. A few showers still around tonight, mainly in the evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low near 45. Sunny and pleasant on Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s. Whole Home Connect. Better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. It's 58 at our studios.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave, Emily, and Killian. 802. The morning show is brought to you by Powerline Coffee. Here is U2 on Max FM.
Lover.
Maximum hits for Portage. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Emily, Killian, and Dave. 8 10 on Monday morning. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Emily, let's take a look at our pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society. They are Luther and Timmy. To make an appointment or to call or make any sort of donation, however you want to help the Humane Society, you can call them 608-356-2520. Emily, please tell us about Timmy. All right, Emily must be having some technical difficulty.
Trouble with pushing buttons. Sorry about that. Just didn't push the button. Here we go. Okay, talking about Timmy. He's so sweet with his black coat dotted with a few white spots. Timmy stands out for more than just his rugged good looks. He's a sweetheart through and through. At just over 2 years old, this easygoing boy loves being picked up, carried, and he's purring the whole time. He soaks up lap times and gives it back with big, happy rumbles. But don't let his calm snuggles fool you. Timmy's playful side is just as strong. He goes after wand toys with gusto, backs at little mice toys, and scratches away on his post like a pro. Whether you're looking for a gentle companion to curl up with or a buddy to bring some fun energy to your day, Timmy has it covered. This affectionate boy is ready to make a home feel full and warm. He is neutered and up to date on his vaccinations, and he's just lovely. Black cat with those yellow eyes. He just looks like he's ready to rock and roll. I love the expression on his face. He's adorable.
Yes, he is. And speaking of ready to rock and roll, we're going to talk about Luther. Killian, please tell us about Luther.
All right. Luther may be small in size, but he's got a heart that's working hard to trust and love again. This 5.5-year-old Chihuahua mix came to us as a stray, unsure of the world, but he's made big strides since then. He's gentle, quiet, and has a calm presence that makes him a great fit for apartment life or a cozy home. Luther already knows a few commands like come, sit, and shake, and he walks great on a leash. His favorite things, belly rubs and a soft spot to relax. To help Luther thrive, we're looking for a calm, low-activity home with children age 8 or older. He gets along with cats, but would prefer to be the only dog in his new home. He is neutered and up to date on his vaccinations.
And as we look at Luther, that Chihuahua mix, 5.5 years old, he's got a white chest, long, tall ears, and the look on his face, Killian, oh my goodness, that dog's ready to go.
He definitely is.
And so, yes.
Can you make that same expression, Dave?
I've done that expression. Usually there's food involved. I mean, that's what I'm thinking they're doing with Luther here.
He is adorable. He really is so sweet looking. He's kind of looks like a little bit of like a cartoon character. He just looks like he's so much fun. And, you know, we just as people and as, you know, morning show hosts, we just advocate so much for all they do with the Sauk County Humane Society. We really, really want these pets to be connected with their forever home. So please, please, please think about reaching out, set up a meet and greet, go meet some animals, go say hello to those folks. Also, they're always looking for donations in the form of cleaning supplies like bleach and Dawn dish soap. Also, they're usually always looking for peanut butter to fill the Kongs to keep those doggies busy in the evening and during downtime. And I think they're pretty much always looking for wet cat food, too. So check in with them, see what they need. Their site shows you all that kind of stuff. I think they usually do some openings for volunteers and things, too. So there's just a lot going on and a good way to get involved.
Yes, there are. You go to saukhumane.org to view all the adoptable animals. Canada dog adoptions include the spay or neuter surgery, a microchip, and current vaccinations. You can go to the Sauk County Humane Society Facebook page. They have a link for their donation needs. But again, peanut butter, soap, all the necessities to help them, please consider a donation. And again, go take a look at these pets of the week. I mean, looking at Luther, that dog is absolutely amazing. And just looking at Timmy, that black cat, I mean, that look on his face, they're both ready for their forever home. So please consider helping out our shelter animals. I mean, they are just so adorable. And one of these days, maybe we'll have to talk them into bringing the Pets of the Week over to the studio. That would be kind of fun.
Yeah, that would be really great. I'd love that.
I would, too. We'll maybe see what we can do. Or if someone from the Humane Society is listening, please let us know. We'd be willing to do that. Maybe do a Facebook Live. I mean, we're easily distracted by cute animals, and we want to help find their forever homes. So Emily and Killian, we're going to be back in about, we'll say 5 or 6 minutes. We're going to do some calendar days.
Ooh, that sounds good. I already know the top one because we had a little show opener about that. And so now I'm already looking forward to having noodles for dinner. But we'll find out what else there is on calendar days for today, October 6th.
Looking forward to that. More Music Mornings with Dave, Emily, and Killian. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Part of your day with Powerline Coffee. Coming up, we're going to have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
We look at some of the upcoming area events. Here's your Max FM community calendar. Coming up on Saturday, it's the 5th annual Parktoberfest in Prairie du Sac. This will be at the Culver Community Park. So many events for all ages. Food trucks and vendors will be from 4 until 9 p.m. Same times for the beer garden. There's going to be Power Hour Bingo from 4 until 5. A bags tournament, kids games, live music, meat raffle, and so much more. Find out all the details by checking out Parktoberfest on Facebook or visiting spparksandrec.org. Again, this is on Saturday the 11th from 4 until 9 p.m. at Culver Community Park. It's the 5th annual Parktoberfest. The Portage Fire and Rescue, as well as the Portage Police Department, invites you to their 36th annual Fire Prevention and Crime Prevention Open House. This is going to also be on Saturday, October 11th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. located at 119 West Pleasant Street. Appearances by Sparky and Sergeant Blue. There's also going to be an EMS demo and rope rescue demonstration, equipment displays, and door prizes, plus brats, hot dogs, and refreshments. Again, this all happens on Saturday the 11th. It's from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. It's the Portage Fire and Police Department's 36th Annual Fire Prevention and Crime Prevention Open House. And on Sunday the 12th, from 1:30 until 5 p.m., it's a chance to check out the Sauk Prairie High School Marching Band Invite. Gates open at 1:30. Tickets available at the gate. It's $12 for adults. Seniors and students get in for $8, and kids under 5 are free. It'll start with a national anthem performance. Then area high schools will have performances throughout the afternoon, and the award ceremony will be happening at 4:15. Again, this will happen on Sunday the 12th from 1:30 until 5 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie High School Eagles Stadium. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Let you down. Never gonna run around and
7 Max FM, more music mornings with Emily, Dave, and Killian. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. We're going to take a look at calendar days today. We'll let Killian start. Killian, what did you see on calendar days today?
I'm seeing National Badger Day, which I think is pretty fitting considering we live in Wisconsin.
Yeah, most definitely. And they have a picture of a badger on there. It definitely doesn't look like the football team either. So, yes, National Badger Day today. That is an appropriate one. Emily, what do you see on our calendars days?
Yeah, I see National Child Health Day. That's probably pretty important, I would have to say. Keeping your kids, you know, seeing regular doctors and on a regular basis and whatever else they need to keep themselves healthy is always a good thing. Pediatrics is way different than regular medicine. So, you know, if you think you know what's going on with yourself, it probably doesn't apply to your kids. So definitely let the doctors take care of that. Also, in terms of eating and things like that, you always want to make sure your kids are having a nutritional opportunities throughout the day. Kids are kids. They're going to want junk food. We know that. So we got to make sure to try to steer them in the right direction and give them some options, right? I don't know what this one is about, but Mid-Autumn Moon Festival. This sounds pretty cool. So I'm going to read up on that and you guys touch on some other ones.
Yes, it is National Consignment Day today as well. And we have consignment stores in our area. So go check them out. They help reuse and repurpose anything from furniture to clothing. As we did mention in our show opener as well, is National Noodle Day today. And we all know how much we love pasta and noodles. Wendy and I celebrated that already last evening, not realizing it was National Noodle Day. Killian, did you see something else on the list you wanted to talk about?
Oh, I see National Zero Inbox Day. So just make sure you keep that inbox at a zero.
Yeah, no, that's not possible in my line of work. But, you know, thanks for the suggestion, Killian. We sure appreciate that thumbs up coming from you.
Because we know that both Dave laugh. And Emily's inboxes. Yeah. I wish my chat screen was at zero.
Fine. It works fine for me. I can't, you know, in the line of work that I'm in, you got to keep all your contacts, just all the things that they've said in the past, because you deal with a lot of different people and a lot of different transactions, and you want to just be able to remember what it was that you were talking about with that person. And a lot of those things are in your inbox and or in your inbox of your text messages. So that's why I keep track of everything. And it's all right. That's why we have a super expensive, super smart phone that does that for us. So anyway, the Mid-Autumn Moon Festival, I'm going to come back to something a little softer around the edges, has been celebrated by the Chinese since the 10th century BC, and it has become increasingly popular. So there's a lot of legends connected to this festival, which I appreciate. One of them, which just, I mean, this just shows how long ago this, you know, this legend was created. As the story goes, Hu Yi shot down 9 of the 10 suns that were overheating the earth, earning a special elixir as a reward from the goddess of the heavens for saving the earth. That's pretty cool. But just saying, not 10 suns that I'm aware of, and don't shoot down the sun. We kind of need that to get through the day. But it sounds like a lovely festival. Whomever is celebrating that, enjoy for sure. I'm definitely looking forward to having some noodles tonight for dinner. There was another one that I saw up here that I really appreciate. National Coaches Day. being a coach or having a coach is a super important relationship to have. And so, you know, keep in mind, coaching is a difficult job. Basically, you're being a leader, an educator, and a parent to a whole team of youngsters. So like, it's a lot, right? And coaches can also be super inspiring and create a sense of leadership and well-being for the whole team and all the kids involved. So I think it's a harder job than people realize. So definitely shout out to all the coaches out there.
Yeah, it is most definitely a more difficult job than most realize. I was wondering, Emily, if you're going to celebrate National Transfer Money to Your Daughter's Day.
No. There's a lot of that happening anyway. No, my daughter, she's good. She does like to spend money, but she's good at making money too. And she's saving for a trip. So she's, that's interesting that that's today, because we went through what her savings looks like today, and she's, or last night before bed, and she's doing really great. I'm really proud of her. So she admits, she's like, usually I just spend all my money, but now that I have something to save for, she's like, this is really great. So, not transferring money to my daughter today. She's doing her own savings, but yeah, you out of the two kids, she's the one that asked for money. That's for sure.
I saw that and I knew you'd appreciate it. Emily, thank you so much for being with us today. You'll be back with us tomorrow morning at 7:10.
Sounds like a plan. Everybody have a great Monday.
Have a great Monday, Killian, and I'll be hanging out till 9. We have Hanging with Havel coming up at 8:35. We are going to have a look at sports and weather. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider, and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
The playoffs continue in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Cubs. Tonight in Game 2 of their best-of-five series, the Brewers winning Game 1 on Saturday 9-3, lefty Aaron Ashby named the opener for the crew tonight. NFL, the Packers back at work after a bye. They'll host Cincinnati on Sunday. College football, the Badgers losing at Michigan 24-10. Luke Fickell.
Well, we're not here to sugarcoat anything. Obviously, there obviously is always some good, but our ability to sustain and finish is where, you know, we still are not close to where we need to be.
Wisconsin has now lost 3 in a row. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. Giannis recovering from COVID. When will he be ready to play?
We're going to need a good 3 days. He told me two, but after watching them, I think it's 3 for sure.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy skies and much cooler with scattered showers from time to time. A high of only 63. A few showers still around tonight, mainly in the evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low near 45. Sunny and pleasant on Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s. Whole Home Connect. Better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Right now, it's 57.
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
1, 2, 3, my baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want to? But can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling because the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, because we don't know how.
Shake face and loosen loose. Shake it, shake it, baby doll. Shake it on the floor. Get on the floor. Like I'm on the white pitch. Sugar, shake it. You know what to do. Sugar, shake it. Shake it.
Season from Oakwood Fruit Farm. Bite into the best with Honeycrisp, Cortland, Macintosh, and many more, perfect for eating or cooking. The bakery is full of fall favorites, apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, pick up a caramel apple, plus grab fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin squash, and colorful fall mums. And here's the sweetest deal. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fall flavors come alive.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
It is time for Hanging with Howell and David and Killian right here on 99.7 Max FM, brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm. Chris Howell joins us every Monday and Friday, 8:35, during the Packer season to discuss a green and gold. Chris is an Adams Friendship native and former Green Devil who began covering the Packers in 1991 for the Green Bay Press Gazette. As an award-writing writer, Chris is a host of Sportsline on Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. on 107.5 FM, The Fan in Green Bay. Good morning, Chris. It's always good to be with you. I hope you enjoy the Packers bye weekend as much as Killian and I did. I know we all enjoyed that Brewers game versus the Cubs over the Saturday afternoon. Seeing the Brewers win 9-3 over the Cubs, they handily beat them.
Oh, man, it was always good to be with you guys, first of all and foremost, even on a rainy Monday, although we needed it for sure.
We do need
But
it.
I did enjoy the Brewers' incredible win. Man, it was amazing. Their brand of baseball plays in the playoffs, at least through one game. Three home runs for the Cubs, all three solo shots, and so the big deal for the home runs, right? And then the Brewers just slug it out, 13 hits and back-to-back-to-back doubles to start the thing. I want to add the Brewers had the majors' best record against left-handed starters, 28-19, and now 29-19 after hammering Matthew Boyd Saturday. They get another lefty tonight at American Family Field, Shota Imanaga for the Cubs. So I think that streak will hold up with hammering left-handed hitting, especially because Sal Frelick and Bryce Turan, a couple of left-handed hitters, in addition to Christian Yelich, all hit left-handed pitchers incredibly well for swinging from that side of the plate. So it was wonderful. It was also a typically crazy week five around the NFL. What do you say we dive in, guys?
Yeah, that sounds great. No, it was a crazy week five in the NFL. What are your takeaways from a weekend that saw the last two undefeated teams get taken down, Chris?
And then there were none. It is like the biggest loser pool in the world. I got KO'd out of mine because I had the foolishness to take the 49ers over the Rams, but oh well. I did delight in the Eagles falling, and I got to say the Denver Broncos and Sean Payton, I have rejoined my respect for Sean Payton as a head coach because I think he lost his way a little bit there, but that was an incredible game they put up against the Eagles. I mean, they were dead in the water, and to come back and score 18 points in the fourth quarter and a gutsy two-point conversion call that ended up really winning the game for him, because I was at the time thinking, does that make sense late in the game? You don't want to tie it up. What if you don't get it? What if you don't get it? Well, Matt LaFleur needs to take a clue from Sean Payton. Don't play in fear.
Right?
You go, you have the play, you run it, you get the two-point conversion. Now they need a touchdown to beat you as opposed to a field goal, and it ended up going that way. So good for them, and I really enjoyed the Bills getting beat by the Patriots and Drake May last night. Woo! Does that quarterback look amazing in his second year? So I got to say, there's a lot of good teams. And both those losses, by the way, coming at home, at Philly and at Buffalo, it was good. Good stuff there.
It was. And the Vikings and Lions both won on Sunday. How's the NFC looking after 5 weeks, Chris?
Well, it's kind of looking like we thought it would. I think the Lions just hammering the Bengals. Now, to Cincinnati's credit, they didn't lay down and quit in front of the hometown crowd. They ended up getting some offense late in the game, 24 points. People can say it was garbage time, but I don't know if there's any such thing as garbage time in the NFL, because I'll tell you what, guys, the Bengals come into the Packers game on this coming Sunday feeling better about things after four quarters yesterday than they did after three. So they've got some momentum for what it's worth. Jake Browning completed some passes, so it's interesting. The NFC North is up for grabs. I think it's the Packers and Viking, or Packers and Lions division to win. But we'll see. I feel okay about the Packers and where they stand right now.
Chris, let's go back to where we left off on Friday. Let's take a look at the Packers' defense through four games. Who's played well and who's played poorly? And what does second-year defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley need to do to bring out the best and most consistent unit he can field?
Well, I think with what we've learned from the Packers so far, who's played well? I'm surprised a little bit at Keyshawn Nixon. I think he's been really, really good. And you wonder when I ask this question, you know, where would you be without this guy playing that way? And I think Keyshawn Nixon is one guy who has stepped up. I think the interior of the defensive line, for the most part, especially when they have Devontae Wyatt, and we'll get to the injuries in a bit here, but I think that that has been promising. The defense as a whole, they are one of the best defenses in the NFL. And what we're seeing right now, I think, and Jeff Hafley and the group has to figure out, because Parsons came in so late, it was just assumed you plunk him down in the defense and away you go, go sick him. But there are things, and Jeff Hafley's described this, where you want to have plays, schemes that are built off of Micah Parsons' greatness. And they have not had a chance to really integrate totally anywhere close to it what they can do with him. They know what he can do separately from them, but together is the key here, Killian and Dave. And I think in that regard now with the bye week, it did come, and they always say, oh, it comes at a great time. In the Packers' case, it did because they need to get healthier. They had a lot of injuries early on, but not season enders. And defensively, now they can really study how offenses are trying to attack the Packers with Micah Parsons, because they had actually no film on that. Now they do, and they can figure out how to work off of that and counterattack and really, really amp it up, I think, in the pass rush. So the Bengals better be wary on Sunday, because I think the Packers' defense is going to be full speed ahead. And the other thing, the Quay Walker-Edgerrin-Cooper dynamic. Cooper, I thought, had his worst game as a pro at Dallas. I don't even remember him being on the field, really, to be honest with you. But he's a wonderful player. And I think he and Walker, both sideline to sideline, as fast as you can get. I call them lickety and split. And I think they'll be able to figure out how to get those guys. Hafley will more incorporated, too. So in that regard, I think it's full speed ahead for the defense.
And, you know, the bye week did come in at a perfect time for the Packers. They needed to regroup. And let's talk a little bit about the Packers' injury situation now coming off this much-needed bye week. Where are we at on that?
Well, with Devontae Wyatt, Matt LaFleur indicated Wyatt's week-to-week with the knee injury. Probably going to miss that Bengals game. I would think they may err on the side of caution with him. If he plays, I think that's wonderful. But they learned the lesson that you can't just let Devontae Wyatt's injury derail or be any kind of an excuse or reason for not playing well. It can't hinge on one player, so I think they have to look at that seriously. Zach Tom with the oblique injury, they say he didn't re-aggravate it, just wasn't ready to play. We'll see. He's got a good shot at returning this week. And Aaron Banks, how he practices throughout the week is going to determine how he plays, I think, or whether he plays. And at least if you get one or the other back, now you can put Jordan Morgan in at left guard, and away you go. So I think with Tom coming back, and it looks like that'll happen, that's huge. And then Banks can take another week off if the guy needs it. Anthony Belton's another guy that they said it wasn't a long-term issue for Belton with his ankle. And then the better news, Christian Watson, still on the PUP list, but he could be activated for practice this week, and LaFleur left the door open. So that 21-day window should be open before they got to put him on the 53. But I think Watson will tilt the scales, especially with Jaden Reed out there. He is their wide receiver one when he is healthy. So he and Dobbs can be dynamic. And then the other guy just to keep an eye on, Marshawn Lloyd. And I know Emmanuel Wilson was wonderful for the Packers and has been throughout his career, but Marshawn Lloyd brings that different dimension, all that speed. Now, it's all talk until he actually does it on the field, guys, but I do think having him back, another tool, another weapon for Matt LaFleur to figure out things with.
Yeah, the Packers' offense will definitely benefit from the healthy return of those key injured players. But what changes or modifications do you expect to see from Matt LaFleur entering week 6 of the NFL season?
Well, guys, wouldn't you agree? It seems like it's been kind of a hodgepodge of play calling.
100%, yep.
And if I recall from last year and from the year before when it was Jordan Love's first year as a starter, they were trying to put a lot up on the wall and see what sticks. Yes. It appeared to me anyway, because when Adam Stenovich was asked a year ago even, well, when will you be really certain with Jordan Love and this offense and how it comes together? Because year to year, it's a different beast, as we know. He said, oh, about midseason. And at the time, I just about fell out of my chair. We were doing the radio. It was a good thing I was standing up, actually, because I would have fallen out of my chair.
Right.
And I thought, really, midseason? You guys have been with these players this long? But it's probably the truth. And what I would expect now coming out of the bye is pick what we do best, hone in on that, add some things that we've been toying with, but scale down a little bit. At least give the impression of making it simpler and really hanging your helmets on the things that you do well. And I think that's where LaFleur and his staff need to focus. And, I mean, because they'll know what they can do with Christian Watson when he comes back, and Marshawn Lloyd, they've been waiting, waiting, waiting for him. But getting that offensive line some semblance of health and cohesion, I think is going to be really big. So I think LaFleur, scale back, pick a few screen plays that you really love, practice maybe, fingers crossed, guys, a little up-tempo, a little 2-minute, because Lord knows they need work in that, right?
They do, and it's kind of, you know, I remember going back to where LaFleur was going to see what would stick with Jordan Love. I mean, I distinctly remember that. I think I may have been filling in on one of those Fridays with you when we talked about that, too. And it's just, I still get that feeling. And, all right, let's talk about the Cincinnati Bengals. The Packers' upcoming opponents this Sunday, 3:25 at Lambeau Field. You know, we'll talk more about that on Friday, but what are your early impressions of the 2-3 Bengals going to Lambeau this weekend?
Well, I look at the box score and I see they put up 21 in the fourth quarter against the Lions. Now, again, that is a so-called garbage time, but I don't know if there is such a thing as garbage time in the NFL. They all want to get paid. They all want to play well. Believe it or not, they do try their best. Sometimes we have to remind our listeners and fans of that. But, I mean, it was a tough go. They were down 28-3 to the Lions, and clearly they called off the dogs. David Montgomery, a Cincinnati native, went to high school there, got to throw a touchdown pass, got to run one in, and he was so emotional, near tears. And that was before the game. His teammates were saying, wow, we got to really do this for David. He is into this. And his sister had been in a bad accident. His older sister, a car crash in February. And he was able to have her at a game in person for the first time since then. So that was a great moment for Montgomery. And I know he's a Lion, but he's also an American and a human being with feelings like all of us, and I'm happy for that. Now, the Bengals, I'm sure they'll be emboldened, as I said before, of coming back at least, whether it was garbage time or not, to get those 21 points and three touchdowns, because it definitely has to give them some hope anyway going in. Jake Browning had a pair of touchdown passes to who? Jamar Chase. And guys, I got to say, you know what? It seems like Jamar Chase, crazy. We always talk about the quarterback in Green Bay making the receivers better. Jamar Chase, after he gets a little bit of time with darn near any quarterback, he makes them look great. And, I mean, six catches for 110 yards, Chase is amazing. And I think that, for my way of thinking, guys, curious what you think, was a really good reminder to the Packers before they get too cocky about the Bengals that still Jamar Chase, and he can make you look really, really bad in a hurry.
And I would agree with that, because we went in thinking we would just go through that Browns game and just walk through and walk away with a victory, and that didn't happen. Now, the Bengals are going to be out for a little bit of redemption, for lack of a better way of putting it. What do you think, Killian?
Yeah, I think the Bengals are definitely, I mean, they have to get wins here soon. The first 2 weeks of the season, I mean, they didn't look flashy, but they found a way to win, and then Joe Burrow goes down late in that second game against the Jags. Jake Browning comes in and finds a way to win, but then you saw what happened week three. You didn't get Jamar Chase involved. You didn't get T. Higgins involved. You went out there and looked terrible. You let Isaiah Rodgers of the Vikings go out there and score two touchdowns on the defense.
Right.
He plays cornerback for the Vikings, so that's just crazy. So as if I were to give keynotes to the Bengals, it'd be you got to get Jamar Chase the ball.
So, and we'll talk more about this on Friday, because I'm going to be very curious to what all of our thoughts are going to be going into that game, because the bye week was important. We got a little bit of healing in, and hopefully LaFleur has had some discussions with the key players saying, okay, we got to get our stuff together here too. We're 2-1-1. We really should have been 4-0 at this point.
Well, that's a big loss by the Eagles in the conference.
Yes.
There's just no getting around that or overstating it, because at 4-1, I mean, 5-0, 2-1-1 looks like a pretty big gap. 4-1, 2-1-1 doesn't look like so much. So I do think that was big for the Packers to see the Eagles go down. And not only that, but maybe some lessons you can learn about how the Broncos went about their business pulling that upset, if you want to call it that. And then again, the Vikings reminding the Packers that, you know what, they have a really good roster if they can get their offensive line. They're in the same boat as the Packers with the O-line injuries. Carson Wentz, he led them on a 10-play, 80- or 78-yard drive, whatever it was, late to get that win against the Browns. And when that long ago, the Browns beat the Packers. So, and that was at London, of all places,
right. The
farthest road game just about you can have. So, I think the Vikings just reminded everybody, we're not going to just lay down for you. The Lions are the Lions, and the Bengals put up a fight. So, in that regard, it shapes up pretty good. Now, we'll have a lot to talk about Friday with the injury updates and all that good stuff and the Packers' response coming out of the bye. We'll hear how fresh they are and how great they feel right now, and they're ready to get after it. And that's lip service until you get it done Sunday at 3:25. So really exactly. Looking forward to Friday.
A lot of
news going to be flying. You bet.
I am too. Chris, thank you so much for being with us. We look forward to having you back with us on Friday to break down what we expect to see on Sunday.
Thanks, fellas. And for my mom's sake, I'm in Adams, actually, if I sound a little closer, although the connection's tough with the Russia Cream mound here. But
I did it.
That darn thing, I tell you.
That is
but,
something.
Patrick Mahomes is her favorite, one of her favorite players right there with Jordan Love in the NFL, and the Chiefs going tonight, so she'll be psyched. And then the Brewers, get up two games to none, right?
Exactly.
And don't mess around with those Cubbies. Take care of business. So Aaron Ashby's going to be the opener, and then Quinn Priester probably following it up, although if things go bam-bam like they did for the Brewers in Game 1, Priester may be able to sit it out and rest up till Chicago.
Yeah, I'm looking
at the decisive Game 3.
I'm looking forward to that. I got my Brewer shirt on. Killian can attest that in studio today. So I'm looking forward to
I had to figure out how to get my headphones on with my Brewer's cap on still. I didn't want to take it off. I've had it on now ever since they won, so I'm not taking it off till they close out the series. I'm kidding.
Nothing wrong with that. Thank you so much.
Novel's a freak. What the heck?
We all fit
I know
in
what
well
you guys
together.
Are thinking.
We all fit in well together.
You're too polite to say anything. I appreciate it.
We have so much fun with you, Chris. We appreciate you as always. We'll talk to you Friday at 8:35.
Sounds good, fellas. Have a great week. We'll see you Friday.
See you Friday. Hanging with Howell is brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm. And the morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Part of your day with Powerline Coffee.
Happy apple season from Oakwood Fruit Farm. Bite into the best with Honeycrisp, Cortland, McIntosh, and many more perfect for eating or cooking. The bakery is full of fall favorites, apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, pick up a caramel apple, plus grab fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin squash, and colorful fall mums. And here's the sweetest deal. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fall flavors come alive.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
It's time for Downtown Baraboo's Fall Fair on the Square. Hi, this is Stephanie.
And this is Audrey.
And we're from Downtown Baraboo, Inc. You're invited to the Fall Fair on the Square Saturday, October 11th from 9 to 4. Listen to live music, enjoy fun activities
like free axe throwing and the Bounce House obstacle course,
and all the food trucks on Eat Street.
Shop from over 200 booths featuring handmade arts and crafts, and check out our local merchants. See our Facebook page for more info.
See you Saturday, October 11th.
Get ready for spine-tingling action as you race around Wisconsin's only alpine coaster, the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Brave the bewitching season every Friday and Saturday in October by riding the Ghoster Coaster through scary scenes and spooky characters. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster is open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Fridays and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, the ultimate thrill near the heart of the Dells. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com for more.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Your hometown station. Max FM.
Baseball player back in high school. He could throw that
out too much about it. Ain't no real big secret, all the same, somehow we get around it. Somebody must have kicked you around some.